an imperishable jewel, September 8. Let not yours be the outward adorning with decoration of gold, and wearing of fine clothing, but let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable jewel of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. RSV. While at Brother Harris's I had an interview with a sister who wore gold, and yet professed to be looking for Christ's coming. We spoke of the express declaration of Scripture against the wearing of gold. But she referred to where Solomon was commanded to beautify the temple, and to the statement that the streets of the city of God were pure gold. She said that if we could improve our appearance by wearing gold, so as to have influence in the world, it was right. I replied that we were poor fallen mortals, and instead of decorating these bodies because Solomon's temple was gloriously adorned, we should remember our fallen condition, and that it cost the suffering and death of the Son of God to redeem us. This thought should cause us self-abasement. Jesus is our pattern. If he would lay aside his humiliation and sufferings, and cry, "If any man will come after me, let him please himself, and enjoy the world, and he shall be my disciple," the multitude would believe and follow him. But Jesus will come to us in no other character than that of the meek, crucified one. If we would be with him in heaven, we must be like him on earth. The world will claim its own, and whoever will overcome must leave what belongs to it. In the day when the accounts of all are balanced, will you feel that the beauty of the outward man was sought, while the inward beauty of the soul was almost entirely neglected? Have not our sisters sufficient zeal and moral courage to place themselves without excuse upon the Bible platform? The Apostle has given most explicit direction on this point: "I will therefore, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but with good works." Love of dress and pleasure is wrecking the happiness of thousands. To dress plainly, abstaining from display of jewelry and ornaments of every kind, is in keeping with our faith. The inward adorning of a meek and quiet spirit is priceless. In the life of the true Christian, the outward adorning is always in harmony with the inward peace and holiness. It is right to love beauty and desire it, but God desires us to love and seek first the highest beauty, that which is imperishable.